1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive. It is priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. The holidays are a special time of year. All of us at Mel's Tire are thankful for your patronage this year. Your loyalty allows us to give back to our local communities. Be safe on winter roads with the Yokohama line of tires. Choose from Yokohama Geolander MT-G003, Avid Ascend LX or GT, or Geolander AT-G015. Merry Christmas from Yokohama and Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, Emporia, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
KBOE Live and local. Who might be coming right here? Who is that, Chuck? Santa Claus, I think, is coming to town.
I think he might be bringing his entourage, too.
He's going to be making a stop here in Emporia, I know, this weekend.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about that here. Because we have a little history being made here in Emporia, all for a great cause. It's the 40th annual Emporia Neighborhood Toy Drive. 40th annual.
My goodness.
That used to be the Delane Drive Toy Drop, I think, is when that started. But we're going to go back 40 years. Want to welcome into our studios this morning Kent Schnackenberg, who was part of the original Toy Drive committee. Kent, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron and Chuck. How are you?
Doing good today.
Doing well.
Welcome. Good to see you.
It's good to be here.
And we also have with us this morning Marlo Walburn. Marlo is one of the organizers as this wonderful event continues now for the 40th consecutive year. Marlo, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Well, Kent, let me just ask you to get things started. Looking back 40 years, there's probably a few things that stand out in addition to the longevity of it, just getting to four decades old. But what stands out for you looking back at that very first neighborhood toy drive?
Probably just the way it started. And first of all, I just want to say good morning to Marlo, and it's an honor to be here. It kind of started when we had first moved in. A lot of the neighbors had already decorated their houses, and it looked really nice that first Christmas. And the people across the street from us, Steve and Gail Anderson, which a lot of people remember them, I mean, longtime Emporians, and Steve and I kind of got in a competition with each other, decorating our houses and going all out and going out and buying more lights and more lights and helping each other. And we were sitting out there one weekend, and there was a lot of people already driving by, you know, in the neighborhood, and I just remember specifically, we had a barbecue grill, and we had some firewood in and had a fire going. We were just sitting out there having a drink and just watching people drive by, and people started stopping, and a couple people would roll down the window and start giving us some cash and said, it looks really nice, and this is something we love to come. We've come by here several times this year, and so a lot of the neighbors just got together and formed a committee, and we decided we'd try to do something bigger and better, you know, the next year. And we thought we'd do a Santa's toy drop, and I dressed up as Santa the first year, and we did it for three nights actually back then, which was a lot.
Yeah.
And I just had an old, I'd call it crappy Santa suit to start that first year, and one of our neighbors, Mariana Gibbons, and Harold Gibbons lived there, and they were part of this, and she made me a custom Santa suit, and I believe it's the same one that I still going to get to wear this weekend, so it survived all those years, and it just kind of, you know, kind of went from there. And then we decided, a lot of the neighbors decided to do handmade luminaries, which was really the thing that kind of really gave it a flair to it, and so we ended up doing about 250 of those, and a lot of the retired guys back then that were like my age now, obviously.
Yeah.
But they made them and took over somebody's garage, and then we had all our kids and stuff in the neighborhood that would go out and help put them out and stuff. And it was a lot of work, but it was really pretty, and it just kind of kept going from there. It's crazy. It's really a tribute to the neighbors throughout the years and all the people that have moved in and out to keep this thing going, and I'm really proud of everybody.
Yeah, the longevity has been just incredible, and it has not stopped for one single year. And I think some people are still hanging out there. I know that you know, the Alamangs were involved with this, but
long
I think
time,
that
yeah.
The Binders are still there. The Bombers, I believe, are still there in that
yep.
neighborhould.
Bombers live in our house.
Okay,
they
well,
bought our house
yes, they
when
are.
They moved. So Yeah, it's, I mean, it's over the years, it was just, it was and still is. And we've, you know, the first year, one of the things was a gentleman came by and gave two bicycles. And I think that's kind of a longstanding tradition that he has come back, or family members have come back, and other people. And now they usually get several bicycles and a lot of toys. And at that time, we were given the toys and stuff to the Salvation Army. And what cash we got from them. And I think they've changed a little bit on the organization they give the cash to. But I'll let Marlo explain that. But we're just proud that she's still doing it, and then other people in Everett are still doing it.
Well, you'll be back for the 40th year, back in the old neighborhood.
It's an honor to be asked to do that. And so it'll be cold out there Saturday night, so we'd appreciate a lot of people coming by and saying hi, and hopefully they can keep it going for another 40 years.
And, be awesome. Marlo Walburn is kind of the lead organizer of the event now for the 40th year. Well, Marlo, where exactly will the drop be set up at?
It'll be at my house at 1830 Hillcrest Drive.
And what are you asking people to bring?
Unwrapped gifts, and if monetary donations would be great. The monetary donations will be going to SOS again this year.
Okay. You mentioned here about, you know, where the activities are going to go here. What does it mean for you to be involved with this? You know, not only with the 40th anniversary here in a couple of days, but just to be involved with it and the neighborhood to be involved with it.
I actually remember when I was younger driving through with my family, and I just loved it. And then when I moved into the neighborhood, I was like, oh, wow, I'm in this neighborhood. And when they had their first meeting, it was, it was right before COVID, and that's when, you know, everybody got together, and from the neighborhood went to people's houses, and we had our meeting about what was going to happen. And then after COVID happened, there was no more meetings. I just basically sent a letter around telling everybody, you know, since I did it last year, I'm going to go ahead and try and do it again this year. Even though we were kind of sheltered, because I knew there was a need that year. And I knew the neighborhood would come through, and they did. And that was the most I think we got that year.
Yeah, so, I remember you were wondering what kind of turnout you possibly would have, and it turned out to be overwhelming. So hopefully we can have another good run this year. So do you have a pretty active committee, Marlo?
We don't have a committee really anymore. It's basically just me, and I send out a letter and asking the neighbors to light up and to put the luminaries out, because like Kent said, the luminaries are what make the neighborhood, make it, you know, different from other neighborhoods. I have to say, Kent, when they first started, they did the luminaries with the, I think, sand and the candles, and we're lucky we have the electric ones. They're so much easier.
Yeah, I wish we'd have thought of that.
So I have to ask, Marlo, are your lights up?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
I wanted to put them up like second week of November, but my kids are like, it's not Christmas yet. It's still Thanksgiving.
You know, normally that's the parents saying that to the kids, Marlo.
Right, exactly.
My son loves Thanksgiving, so he's like, I will help you. I promise I will help you the day after Thanksgiving. And he did. He was out there helping me put it all up. So.
Well, I always thought, because we've been, you know, promoting this event for, I mean, decades, and always make a stop out there. And the first thing I thought, I think in my first drive through there, was that I don't think I could live here, because I couldn't put up this many lights. The pressure would be just too great, you know, to man up, Kent, and get all those decorations up.
Well, I mean, we did. We helped each other a lot. And we had, like I said, some older people at that time, and we would go over and help them put their lights up. And we never tried to put pressure on anybody, but we would help anybody that wanted to be involved. And, you know, really it's Delane and, you know, Diane and Darlene and Hillcrest. And so it's just this whole area.
Yeah.
And Natalie and I had such great memories, you know, living there and raising our kids in that area, and being for them to be involved in this too. And I just think it says a lot about that area of Emporia, the city of Emporia as a whole, for the support in it, and just the spirit of Christmas all lumped into one.
Now, Marla, Kent mentioned about the gentleman that back in the day that started the tradition of dropping off the bikes. There are still bikes being dropped off, correct?
Yeah, we get probably between 6 to 10 bikes every year. So that's nice for the kids. And I heard the show the other day for the Salvation Army captain, and they're going with the kettle drive, so I'm hoping our neighborhood can get a good turnout to help them out. So hopefully everybody will come out. And also, we had quite a, I want to say 4 to 5 new neighbors this year, and they've lit up their houses, so people are going to see new lights this year, so come out and look.
I have to ask, Marlo, what's your electric bill goes like from December to January when that comes in?
I don't even look at it. I'm on the average bill plan, so that just helps me right there.
Kent, how much of a change did you have?
I never did look. I just let Natalie pay the bill. Yes. I just know how much it costs to buy the replacement lights every year. But, one of the neighbors said one year in one of our meetings we had, because it was great. We just have this big get-together with neighbors, and everybody brings something to eat. And they just said this is kind of like our gift to Emporia, and that made a lot of sense that a lot of those people felt that way. And I thought that was great because it wasn't easy to do it every year, and it's still not easy. It's just a lot of work, but you just do it because you love to do it and you think it's important, and a lot of kids driving through there get a lot of enjoyment out of it.
Well, we invite you to stop by the 40th Annual Emporia Neighborhood Toy Drive. It's this Saturday, December 9th, from 6 until 9 p.m. Come see the neighborhood lights and bring unwrapped gifts or monetary donations. Gifts will be donated to the Salvation Army and monetary donations to SOS. Is that correct, Marlo?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And the toy drop-off specifically will be at 1830 Hillcrest Drive. So it'll be lit up. You can't miss it, can we, Marlo?
No. I actually added more lights this year.
That a girl.
Way to go. Way to go.
Don't forget, Santa will be there, too.
Santa will be there, too. Yeah. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho.
Yeah, just look for a tall old Santa, and you'll be in the right place.
I don't know. Santa's got a lot of energy left, I'm thinking here. Yeah. No, you? I'm thinking. Well, Kent, we appreciate you stopping in here this morning. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Kent, very much.
And Marlo, thank you, Marlo. Thanks for all you do.
No problem. Thank you.
Have a great day. Thanks for your time this morning. Yes, indeed. That's Marlo Walburn and Kent Schnackenberg joining us this morning on our primetime newsmaker. Chuck?
All right. If you want to be part of the newsmaker spots, look to next week. They're wide open starting on Monday. So give us a call, 620-342-1400, or email us, kvwe@kvwe.com. Tomorrow, Carrie's Diamonds and Bridal owner Carrie Calhoun talks about the Carrie's Christmas Ring for Kids benefiting SOS. Sales are already underway for tickets. Friday, we'll have Turnpike Authority Communications Director Rachel Bell. Plans have been announced right now to reconfigure interchanges up and down the highway, including at Emporia. As part of cashless tolling, we'll go through that Friday morning.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. 733, 31 degrees. We'll check the weather next.
My name is Janae Campbell. I am the CEO for the Boys and Girls Club of South Central Kansas. We're an after-school and summer program for kids kindergarten through 18 years of age. Evergy has been a longtime supporter of the Boys and Girls Club, helping sponsor galas, creating STEM labs and some of our program spaces. That investment goes right to those youth every day. When the Boys and Girls Club partners with Evergy, together we're able to invest in our local communities.